Well, we close out the show, a special one indeed, with Barbara McQuaid, former U.S. attorney, current law professor, University of Michigan Law School, and her book, the New York Times bestseller, Attack from Within, How Disinformation is Sabotaging America. And the moderator was the Honorable Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, of course, our state of Michigan. And it wouldn't be right to close out without having the presiding officer, Carolyn Kasson, President and CEO of Michigan Women Forward. Carolyn, nice to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
How did it go?
It was fantastic. You know, the best kind of panels are all women panels. And
well,
so,
you know, I know we're supposed to say, oh, you're absolutely right. But I think that we could equalize that a little bit.
Diversity is important.
I'll say this. A couple of powerful women like that. You must be a powerful woman, too, to keep everybody in order as the presiding officer.
I did have to tap people to stop talking on the back.
Did you?
I did. But you know what? They're so thoughtful, and we are so lucky to have here in Michigan two incredible women who know so much about disinformation and know how damaging it is to our society. So I felt very blessed to be able to do this.
Well, good for you. And frankly, we have a lot of very powerful women in Michigan, including you, Carolyn, as the CEO of Michigan Women Forward. This organization, is this the one that was started in 1986 mm-hmm. by Mary Jo Pulte?
Yes, it is.
Tell us how that happened. What was that about?
Well, you know, this was a time when the women's movement was new, and she put together a group of women, bipartisan women. This was the day when, you know, Republicans and Democrats could talk to each other. So Mary Jo and Millie Jeffries, who was a Democratic woman involved in the labor movement, and the governor's wife, Governor Milliken's wife, Helen Milliken, got together and said, let's start an organization that levels the playing field for women. And so that's what we've been doing ever since.
Yeah, you know, when I came back to home like 30 years ago, I'd been at WJR for years before that, so it's about 35 years. But when I came back to do the morning show, it was now Congresswoman Debbie Dingell who said, you know, Paul, Michigan is kind of like a men's club. It's kind of like all guys. It's an all guys club, which is why I started, and I don't know if anyone ever noticed, but it's why I started mentioning the wives. Every time I had someone on that was important or involved in business,
good for you,
I went out of my way to find out what their wife's name was, and I would say, hey, please give our best to whoever.
That's great.
I hope that helped a little bit break down the barrier that made us just a quote-unquote guys club.
Well, Debbie Dingell's one of those women, right? Decided that she could do a good job in Congress as her husband did. So that it did help, and she was one of the early organizers of Michigan Women Forward. And she's still an active, involved member. We've honored her several times, and with these Women of Achievement Encourage Awards that are coming up, and so hopefully, if she's not in Washington D.C., she'll be here with us on Tuesday, June 4th at the Huntington Place.
This is Woman Up and celebrate. Tell us about that.
Well, what we think is that we really need to celebrate the incredible women that are in the state. And so we have an event in West Michigan, but the one that's coming up here is on June 4th with Faye Nelson and Rachel Trotstein Stewart.
Excellent.
So these are two women who have had great careers and are very successful. And we're going to be honoring them and celebrating them. And hundreds of people come. This will be at Huntington Place. So, you know, we can fill Huntington Place with women celebrating other women.
So where do they go online to get more information and to sign up for this?
It's miwf.org. And you'll click the tab that says Women Up and Celebrate.
Give me those initials again.
miwf.org.
miwf.org. miwf.org. Well, you must know, of course, our longtime producer for me, executive producer, now most importantly as our program director, Ann Thomas, came up with an idea a long time ago that we have embraced and done year after year after year, Women Who Lead.
Yes, I was one of them. I'm sure you remember.
You probably... I was at every one of them, but I don't remember every one.
Yes, that was fantastic.
You were probably an early one.
Yep, I was.
And how many years now, Annie? Women who lead.
14.
14?
See?
14 years, and I've been there for every one of them. We all embraced the idea and thought it was a great one, and it's just taken on a life of its own.
Right.
But, of course, as you know, taking on a life of its own means somebody in charge and leading, and that would be Ann Thomas.
It would have to be a woman, right?
Well, in this case, I think so. I mean, it was, and it is still
right.
to this day. And
she
I'm
does
glad,
a great job.
I'm glad that you were one of those because you, too, are a woman who leads.
I like to think I do. I like to lead. I think women like to lead when they're given an opportunity. I think it's they do a good job. They lead a little differently than men sometimes.
Yes.
But they do a great job. So.
And it's better to just step back, especially as a husband, to have the woman that you're married to lead because she's better at it than I am.
Absolutely.
Kim is just better at it than I am, and I admit that. I understand that, and I'm so happy to have her leading me in life. I mean, she's important. I mentioned the other day, my mother, Sweet Marie, Kim, Ann Thomas, who okay. we referred to as my work wife for many, many right. years, but could have been my work mother. I'm sure she felt more like a mother than a wife. And then, of course, I've got my Sophie, because, I mean, these are important women that I am surrounded
right.
with. And
that's
our,
right.
And our other children and all that.
So, that's why you've been so successful, Paul. That's why.
I know that it's helped me greatly because, frankly,
right.
they had to put up with a lot of stuff because I was not around because I was out trying to be successful.
Right.
And then you need the mom, the wife, to hold everybody together when dad is out working all the time. So.
Right. Because mom's working at a job and at
right.
and at home. So that's
absolutely
that's great.
Right.
Let me tell you one last other thing I want to be sure we talk about.
Yes.
Is that we also run the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame, which a lot of people don't know about.
No.
But we induct every year nominations from the state of Michigan. Anyone can nominate. So I think you have a group of people there that you just named. You should nominate one of those people to be in the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame. And we're taking applications now, and you go on that same website, miwf.org, and you go to MWHOF, which is Michigan Women's Hall of Fame, /nomination, and you can nominate somebody. So I want all of your listeners out there to think of somebody who's made a huge difference in this state and nominate.
Start with miwf.org,
yes.
and then you can find it and follow it. Because if we give too many initials out there, we'll get all confused. Great to have you here, Carolyn Kasson, CEO of Michigan Women Forward and a Detroit Economic Club board member, and she was the presiding officer of this great meeting today. Thank you for being with us. Thanks to the team. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Regards, Paul W. Smith.